Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
All right. I'm Ashley. I teach guitar and electric bass at Discovery Keys Music.
Nice. So how long have you been playing the guitar for?
How old am I? Close to like 7 years.
Okay. And so where did this initial passion for the guitar come from?
My older brothers actually played the guitar and they taught me how to play Smoke on the Water when I was like 8 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the best one.
Yeah.
And then I got to grade 7 where you can like get into the guitar option classes.
Yeah.
So I did that and it just kind of stuck.
Cool.
It was a good time.
That's awesome. And so how did you transfer your passion for playing guitar into teaching it?
I met Shayla and she found out that I could play guitar and offered me a job.
There we go. And so how long have you been here for?
Since I was 14 or 15, so being close to 4 years now.
Okay, sweet. So were you teaching or were you a part of the program? Like how did the relationship start up?
So Shayla has been my piano teacher since I was 12, same time I started playing guitar.
Okay.
And then a few years later when she got things really up and running and needed other teachers to come in, that's when she brought me in and I started teaching guitar for her a couple years later.
Cool. So I should have asked, like I just assumed one instrument, but how many instruments do you play? Now you're going to have to tell
Six.
Me all of them. What are all these instruments? I thought it was just like, oh, it's more than three. I need to hear all of them.
Okay. I got guitar, bass, and ukulele. So
okay.
String instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Piano, trumpet, and alto sax.
Phew-wee. And so were you in band in high school?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what was your primary instrument in band?
Trumpet.
Trumpet. I used to play the trumpet.
Yeah.
I was horrible at it.
Really?
But mainly because like I can't read notes.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I had my buddy Dave Pinto, big shout out Dave Pinto. He used to write like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And like I could keep up once I had the 1, 2, 3. But we had like a super strict teacher who was just like halfway through the semester, found out what we were doing, was like.
Yeah.
And then I just stopped playing the trumpet. But it's a hard instrument. Like the breath control is wild.
It's insane. I have a trumpet student right now.
Okay.
And I'm blown away by this kid because he's not even in middle school yet.
Yeah.
But he is playing trumpet and he can hit the high notes, which
wow.
is very impressive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how, do you teach all six instruments? Like, can you? Or how does this work for the teaching component?
Well, I don't really teach piano a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is guitar. I have couple kids that I've shown bass stuff to.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the trumpet student and some ukulele students.
Okay.
I wouldn't teach alto saxophone. I can get by playing like basic jazz stuff with other people.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be able to teach it very well, I don't think.
Okay. So where did your love of music come from?
I was really bad at math.
Okay.
And so
I feel that.
So music was kind of the next thing on my list because I went from I could totally be a vet to I couldn't be a vet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not super huge on like musical theater and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So piano and guitar were my next best thing.
Nice. And so you said your brothers played.
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have?
Seven.
Seven? Jeez, you're full of surprise. I think I'm going to get some like cookie cutter answers here. And you're just like, I just play six instruments, have seven brothers. My goodness, where do you fall in seven?
I'm the youngest of eight. So I have seven older siblings, five brothers and two sisters.
Are you? They all here for me. Did you grow up here?
Yeah, I'm born and raised here.
Awesome. What high school did you go to?
I graduated from McTavish, but I bounced around from Westwood to McTavish.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. So all of your siblings are older than you, like you said. So some of them must be like 10 plus years older than you.
My oldest brother is 16 years older than I am.
Oh, so how spoiled are you?
Not really, actually.
They didn't come back and be like, I got money, here's a bunch of candy.
Nope.
He's the oldest, so he's never had an older sibling.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do those kind of things for you.
Yeah, no, they don't.
They come back and like beat on you or like tease you.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. I guess I do that to my younger siblings, but I still like, if I was that much
older. Yeah, as an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were like, when you were 18, were you doing that?
No. Well, I can't do that. I was still hooking them up, just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, interesting. So, that's a very unique situation to grow up in. Like, when I tell people I have three siblings nowadays, they're like, whoa, three kids, your mom, she was hardcore. I'm like, no, I was kind of average back then. Seven. How do you figure out your dynamic? How does the household even look with that many people in there?
It was pretty chaotic because when we were all still living at home, we had one bathroom. So it was kind of crazy. We shared rooms, all of us. Mm-hmm. Didn't have our own rooms until people started moving out. And then it was like the oldest sister got her own room first because she was the oldest sister. She needed her privacy a bit more.
Yeah.
And then, it was just never a dull moment. No. There's always something going on.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because my house was so loud growing up, like with my parents. My parents are loud people too, and like have two siblings, right? And now, yeah, I just have one kid and my wife. And she grew up in a very quiet household, like Irish, just like, and it creeps me out.
Yeah.
And I've had conversations with my sister, who also has just one child, and yeah, anyways, her husband's really quiet too, and we call each other and like, isn't it weird how it's so quiet in your house? We're like, it's so weird.
It's really strange, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, being the youngest with everyone else moved out now,
yeah,
it's just me and my parents, and it's so odd.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what do I do with my time?
Mm-hmm. You're not fighting for TV, you're not fighting over the meals, like it's just...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can actually eat as much food as I want.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about one of my brothers taking it.
Yeah, yeah. I remember I have friends, the Flynns, and they used to eat like their prisoners with like their arm over their plate and just eat like this, because at any point in time, you could lose it.
Yep, pretty much.
That's hilarious. So now it's just you by yourself at home with your parents.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to like hang around for a bit and be like, all right, I can deal with this because it's not as much people? Or are you still itching to potentially like get out on your own?
Eventually I'll get out on my own. But for right now, I'm still in Fort McMurray. So
yeah,
might as well just stay at their place.
Right.
And I know that I'm going to be teaching at Discovery Keys Music for at least one more year. So
nice. And so... at least one more year, do you have any like plans or dreams or aspirations, or is this like, this is pretty sweet right now?
This is pretty solid right now, so I'm gonna stick around until I get a reason to go somewhere else.
Yeah, nice. Now with all the instruments that you play, what kind of music are you into? Just like regularly, like...
like what I listen to?
That's correct.
Pirate metal.
What's pirate metal?
Chanties?
Kind of. Do you wanna hear one?
Well, we can't play it. It's on Facebook. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
But we will afterwards, 100%.
Yeah, so pirate metal, it's like if you take regular metal and just put a Scottish accent on it.
Okay.
And talk more about beer and ale and stuff.
Okay, interesting. So how did you get into that type of music?
Actually, one of my friends, Ben, he was really into pirate metal before I was, mm-hmm, and just played it in the car one day. I was like, this is pretty good. And I just went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And now that's the majority of my playlist.
Nice. Is this something that you can go see live, or is it just primarily like you gotta listen to it on your playlist?
You would probably go see it live.
Yeah.
I've never tried to, because most of the bands are like, oh, we'll do shows in the United States and other places, but...
Just go to the United States.
Pass.
Why?
I don't like flying.
You drive.
That's a really long drive, though.
It's like, depends. Like, you can get to Seattle in a day and a half. Just like one overnight stop.
Make a road trip out of it.
Maybe. Have to see if there's anything going on next summer when I don't have to work.
Yeah, I love flying, so I don't understand. Like I understand like how people could be afraid of it, but me and flying, we're best of friends.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of it. I just get motion sickness, and so anytime you hit like the turbulence, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Die a little bit on the inside. Yeah.
So, with the kids that you're teaching, what are the age ranges that you find? Are you getting adults as well, or is it primarily children?
My youngest, I don't take anyone under the age of 7.
Okay, potty trained, make sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But with guitar, they have to have a good enough control over their fingers and their hand so that they can get the chords and get the notes at the right speed and everything. Mm-hmm. So 7 and 8 years old is like, yeah, we can kind of start with the very basics, keep it slow. But then I do have a couple teenage students who are doing like fast songs. It's really impressive.
Yeah.
But I don't have any actual adult students right now.
Mm, interesting. You're right with them being older though. Like my little guy plays the piano and he's been doing it for years, but when he was little, his hands were small. And so now that he's growing, you can see his dexterity and he's able to like move his fingers to get the different notes. It's a big deal once they get older.
Yeah. And for piano, when they're younger, they tend to like hit the notes very hard and it's very stiff. Mm-hmm. But as they get more used to it, and it just kind of starts to flow a little bit nicer, right?
Did you ever have to perform in one of these music festivals that they have here?
Yep.
Oh, how was yours?
I hated doing this
much.
Yeah. It was probably the worst. I have really bad stage fright most of the time. Mm-hmm. So getting up and playing in front of a lot of people is not my thing. But, you know, my boss is my piano teacher, so I don't have much of a choice.
Right, right. It's a thing. Like, I have no problem being in front of people talking, yada, yada, yada. But then when I went to Keegan's Music Festival, he was playing the piano, and I'd never been to one as a kid. Like, choir, but, you know, it's not the same thing. So, yeah. So, anyways, we got there, and there was, like, a bunch of us at piano, and then it's just you up on the stage, and, like, we have to be, like, very quiet, and it's, like, a thing.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
Right? And it's just like everyone's just zoned in solely on you. Like, playing in band in high school and stuff, not a big deal. Trumpets usually are not in the front row, so you can't really see me that great. And if I mess up, there are a few other trumpets who can cover me. But when it's just you sitting at a piano and you've got the adjudicator there too.
Yeah.
Because with the festivals, you go, you play your piece, and then they pick out everything that you did wrong in front of the audience. And if you really mess up, like if you let the nerves get to you too much and your hands are too shaky and you really mess up, it's the most humiliating thing ever, being called out on like, you messed up here, you messed up here. I'm like, yeah, I can do it great at home.
That's right. That's right. And that's what Keeks was saying. He's just like, can I just like record it and send it in? And yeah. And he, like with him, he was like messing up on a certain part. And he knew it. He's like, I'm not going to get this on stage. It's just not going to happen. And so he played and he got to that part and he made a little bit of a mistake. And then he like picked up and kept going. And then the adjudicator is like, yeah, there's this part. And he's like, man, I already know this. I don't need you telling me that I messed up on it.
Yeah.
It's high stress.
It is.
Yeah.
And like the fact that little kids do it, I'm impressed by those little kids every day. So I'm like, I am an adult.
Yeah.
And I don't like doing it.
That's right. So, as far as instruments, which one do you feel more comfortable playing?
It's a tie between guitar and piano, because I've been playing them for the same amount of time, but I probably play guitar more right now. I've kind of neglected my piano. Don't tell Shayla.
Yeah. Well, she's about to see it. But when you're playing...
That's the attitude.
When you're playing the guitar, like what inspires, are you playing just popular songs? Are you reading notes? Like what is it that's going to get you to sit down and just start strumming?
I have a couple songs that I'm working on right now of like finger picking songs. Mm-hmm. So they take a lot longer to learn than just strumming songs. Because strumming songs, you get the strumming pattern down and then you get the chords and then you bring them together and there it is. Mm-hmm. But picking songs, you're picking with all the different fingers. This hand is doing whatever this hand is doing. And especially when you bring in something like classical guitar songs, there's an entirely different technique to classical guitar altogether. So trying to do those ones is a lot more difficult than like if I were to do Enter Sandman by Metallica.
Yeah.
That one is pretty straightforward, that intro. Mm-hmm. It's actually like four notes, maybe five.
Yeah.
That intro is pretty easy. But any level one RCM classical song, I have to sit there for like a half hour to get just the first part of it.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole different technique to the whole thing.
Quicker than I did it.
Yeah. Wild.
I've been doing this for longer.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's the point.
Yeah. Well, listen, unfortunately, Tanner tapped his watch, so that means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Check out our Facebook page, Discovery Keys Music YMM. And, yeah, shoot us an email if you're interested in our summer camps.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.